I turn it off, is what I say.
All right, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. Hi, Chad.
Great to be here.
Right. Got your friend Tony over there and a couple of folks over there watching the show. Hello.
Tony Mazur over there is a day one Compound Media subscriber and the president of Burning Bridges Fan Club in Cleveland, Ohio.
Let me give you a hearty Sieg Heil, sir. So there you go. Thank you.
How's it going in Cleveland?
Take your time.
Which one is this one
fine.
On? Hi, folks.
Put something big and black in your mouth.
It wouldn't be the first time.
There you go. Look at him go. All right.
If I had a nickel, right, Brian?
That's right. If I had a nickel. Exactly.
Was that your catchphrase?
One of the many. By the way,
he's a big fan of yours.
I'm happy to meet him. It's great. It's great. It's awesome. It's cool. Where are you staying while you're in town? I'm always fascinated by, like, your...
I'm at Ray DeVito's house in Astoria. Come on down, everybody.
Come on down.
You live?
Right in Queens, right off of the...
Alexandro block?
Near Ted. Not too far from... Did Ted move now that he's married?
I don't know. I think he's going to move. He said he's going to move upstate. You know, I saw the other day Jim Gaffigan, speaking of Ted Alexandro.
Where was he? The cellar?
Oh, he was at the stand. I did a special spot at the stand.
Wow. The pop-up stand? Or they
The pop-up. Pop-up.
Hey. Do a Viagra spot. Yeah. So, all right. How was
so
Jim?
Ted Alexandro. So Jim Gaffigan's there. Why does everything seem weird today?
What do you mean?
Anyway, Jim Gaffigan was there. So he goes, man, you got the best Twitter. I go, you can't retweet? I go, you got 6 million Twitter followers. He goes, 6 million? I don't think so. Then while he's on stage, he's got 3 million. I checked. He's got 3 million. So it's like he's squabbling. What is it? Squabbling or quabbling? He's squabbling. Quibbing?
Squabbling is when you argue with somebody. Quibbling is when you argue about petty shit.
That's Jews.
Yeah, exactly.
Squabbling. Anyway, so I'm like, you're debating whether it's 6 million or 3 million. Either way, you should be fucking retweeting.
So you think if somebody likes one of your tweets, they should retweet the tweet?
Because he thinks, you know, he'll get in trouble. It's just pathetic. It's pathetic. So I tweeted something. Then he retweeted it.
Did he?
Yeah, I said, I was at the stand. I saw Jim Gaffigan. I said, why don't you retweet my tweets if you like them? They're free. And he did look confused. So I said, he looked confused when I said that. And he retweeted that. And it's got like a... Then I looked up to how many things it got. It got...
There it is.
Got... That tweet got...
23 retweets. Oh, my God.
Oh, it got 20. It got, you know how many, you know, when you can check the activity, got like 100,000 whatever.
Views or whatever?
No, I don't know what they call it. I'm going to look it up.
Analytics.
Impressions.
Oh, yeah. Impressions.
Impressions. Over 100,000 impressions because that fucking, that pale looking motherfucker, pale rider.
Yeah. I do 100,000 impressions. You want to hear 89,740?
That'd be funny if that was your hook. Right. And then everything's Scarface.
Exactly right.
Everything's my wife and Scarface.
This is my Ben Franklin. Okay, now this kite is going to go in the sky with the fucking key, and we're going to find electricity.
Did you say kite or kike?
Kike.
Either way, it's
That's
a winner.
Funny, Woody Allen. I go to fuck my stepdaughter in like a couple of years when she got hair on her pussy. Good times.
He's Thank killing you. In the booth.
Thank you.
I just did Nikki Glaser's show, and Brian Regan was there, and I go, hey.
Did you say what I tweeted about him?
Yeah.
I said, hey, tell Brian Regan. I said, hey. That was his whole act.
Oh, Chad, I'm sorry.
But I asked him to come over to the show, and he said he was busy.
He just said flat out busy?
He's like, I got too much going on.
No, he is busy. He's one of the top comics in the world.
Yeah, but I tried.
He's the best comic in the country for 20 years. No one, I mean, people have heard of him now, but
he did Jim and Sam this morning. When I first started doing this show, I met him dressed as Darth Vader. I did a show.
You know how much better he is than fucking Jim Gaffigan?
Who, Regan?
Yeah.
They're different types of comics.
I'd say he's 18 times better than Jim Gaffigan.
I say 19 times.
All right. Well, let's squabble.
I don't want to quibble over the squabbling. Hey, nothing.
I heard Louis did a weekend at Governor's and sold out all the shows.
Yeah?
Yeah, this weekend.
Now he did a weekend?
Yeah, a whole weekend with Joe List and Bobby Kelly from Riotcast. Yeah.
Oh, that's fucked.
Yeah, well, we all have our sexual picadillos, dude. Live and let live.
I got all the comedy news. I'm like
what
the tarot bang.
What else?
You're like a gayer Perez Hilton.
Who else? What else you got?
It'll come to me.
All right.
Just give it. We have an hour and a half program. Who else is on the program?
Just making shit up.
right now. He's making it up. Like, Nikki Glaser has AIDS. I'm like,
oh, Brian Regan did. What did Brian Regan say?
He super said, nice guy. He was just like, yeah, you know, I got.
Oh, I know. He wouldn't. He would do it if I saw him. I saw him when he did Cumia a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
He brought his publicist. Did he bring his publicist to?
Yeah.
To this guy, Michael O'Brien.
Yeah, he was there. Is that his name? I don't know.
That big tall guy.
Yeah, that was
probably a queer.
Yeah.
Name like that. I had a really uncomfortable masturbation thing happen this morning, if I can share it with you guys. One of the things I like to jerk off to, Chad,
is Brandy Love.
Brandy Love for sure, but I like threesomes. And usually when you do threesome, it's like amateur threesome. So it's two guys and a girl.
Oh, man, it's 2:06.
just hear me out.
2:06, and we started late. So it's really 5 minutes in. You're already talking about threesomes. And
so
you play this holiday music, then we got to listen to your threesomes?
They all get HPV.
So who doesn't? Your daughters have HPV. No offense.
Your daughters have HPV. None taken.
Are you going to get the vaccinations?
What, HPV?
Yeah.
They don't do that. Do they do that?
Yeah, for the kids.
Is there a Groupon?
There is.
All at F9. So these two guys are laying on the bed, girls in the middle, and she's kind of jerking them both off, right? And so far, I'm like, all right, this might work, you know, because I like to see a gal get spit roasted, you know? So
that's the old joke. That's the old joke. The guy was skiing.
Yeah, well, I've got an iPad Pro, and I hold it up like this close to my face, and I'm kind of watching what's going on. And then the guy on the left, it's all
severe. Both your daughters walk in?
No, everyone's at school. Come on, don't be ridiculous. And so
I want to be ridiculous.
Yeah, everyone's, I'm like, this might turn into something interesting for me to watch, you know, and enjoy. And then all of a sudden, the one guy goes, I got an idea. He goes, this isn't gay at all, but I'm going to flip around. You tell the girl, you sit on my face, and I'll jerk him off. And I'm like, all right, whoa. Guys, let's relax and not. So I turned it off, and I wanted to watch. It was weird. I had a real twinge of, like, legitimate homosexuality. Like, I was,
where are your kids during this?
They're at school. This is, like, 9 o'clock in the morning. Everyone's off.
I was in Kansas City. I was in Kansas City one time. Yep. And
jerked the guy off?
No, and then I was with this gal.
Yeah.
Back at the hotel.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know if she just wanted to hang around or
Kansas City. I bet the stakes were high.
Yeah. Anyway, it was back in the day when you would go to a hotel and you would get a package porn. You get the whole thing. You get the whole thing for $18.95 or whatever. And so I got the whole package. And then I come back from the bathroom. She's got the threesome on. But it's always just two guys. And then the girl's always very late, you know?
Right.
It's like late and homosexuals like yourself. Yeah, just go like, I want to watch a threesome. It's just two guys. And then you're like, I can't wait for that girl.
Get that girl out of
changing the channel. You're like, I can't wait for that girl. But it was awkward. It was awkward watching two guys like sexing it up.
Have you ever had
sex? I know you're extremely homophobic, and I'm sure Tony is too, because you're both from Cleveland. You have to be, right? You guys are like black dudes with the homosexuality.
Really,
like, I'll fuck you up if you mention a guy sucking another guy off.
I always ask Godfrey about that. I go, why are, like, it is. It's true. A lot of African-American males is what I like to use instead of what Kevin uses.
Speaking of that, I followed a young African-American male onto the subway today. He didn't even look before he jumped the turnstile. They're so audacious. They don't even know what that word means, but they're so audacious. That they don't even look. Like, I could easily be an off-duty cop, right? Oh, absolutely, 100%.
You look like one.
I'm a perfect off-duty cop because I'm a little old, so they're like, he looks a little bit out of the demographic. But plus, I don't dress. Like, I don't have a walkie-talkie.
Don't you get, like, a badge and say, hey, freeze, N-word?
I said, I go, it's going to catch up to you when I eventually saw him.
You did say that?
No. Anyway, because he knows it's not. He knows it's de Blasio is like his son is black. So his son's like, dad, we all jumped a turnstile. So don't enforce it. They don't even enforce it now. They don't enforce these, you know what's jumping a turnstile. I was going to say
broken
bad,
window.
It's bad kids. No, I know what it's called. Giuliani started it.
Right.
Mark Norman's doing it too. He's jumping turnstiles.
Or just for the bit?
No, he's just doing it. He goes, I'm not paying anymore. I'm just going to do that.
Hey, I'm not paying for it. What's the matter? Hey, I can't pay for turnstile.
That's Mark Norman or Jackie Mason?
That is the worst. That is a Jackie Mason impression.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff. So how do you know Mark Norman jumps turnstiles? How did he
call me? I was with him in Pittsburgh on Thursday.
He did it once, and he thought he was cool. He thought he was probably drunk. He's telling you that story.
Oh, he says, that's all. I'm doing it now. That's all I'm doing.
Why?
I can get him on the phone.
Why is he doing it?
Because he likes just doing stuff like
excitement?
That. He likes the adrenaline rush.
Okay, well, he's not going to, it's nothing bad's going to happen anyway, unless he's got a criminal record. He might have a record for fucking Amy Schumer.
I got pulled years ago. I was going to buy Coke.
I got pulled out by a cop one time. I was fucking my wife who pulled me right out.
Right. You got the opportunity. Could you get arrested for premature ejaculation? It's a desk ticket. Sounds like a real sticky case.
It's a sticky case. Oh, you're killing with Tony.
He loves it, right? But no, it's buying Coke.
We got Artie Lang's nose calling at 2:45.
Wow.
Couldn't get Artie Lang, but we got his nose.
That's really funny.
Artie Lang's nose, so we have that to look forward to. So get all your plugs out. Isn't your album coming out today?
Yeah. Hey, everybody that is a fan of Brian McCarthy and Kevin Brennan, Compound Media, I have an album.
Hey, Chad, when you did Ricky's show this morning, Nikki's show, would you guys all sit in together or you do different times?
We all sat in. Well,
was in first.
Regan was in first. We stayed for a segment together. He left. I stayed in to the next guy, whoever that guy was. I forgot his name. I feel like.
And you leave after one segment with him?
I was on for an hour, and the show just ended.
Oh.
Yeah.
Forever? They got fired?
No. Look your stuff up. We just talked about you the whole time.
I bet you.
So what name is your special? It's called A White Guy Named Chad. You can go to iTunes.
Everybody's got a good title. I don't think any of the albums are good, but all the titles are good.
Yeah. It's not that good. But no, seriously, pick it up. It's only like $6.
If Mike Vecchione's a 10, what is yours?
Dude,
6?
Vecchione had the best album. In fact, you know, I actually recorded this. I cut it up in half because I was so insecure compared to Mike's album because it was so good.
Yeah, that's why you shouldn't listen to other people's albums. It's a kiss of death.
Yeah.
It's a kiss of death because then you're like, what am I doing? Then you got to do coke to go up on stage even because you're like, you're so demoralized by your own act. So you don't listen to other people's act unless you have to. I watch Mike Vecchio and I'm like, I don't want to watch, but if I'm going on next, I got to watch him.
Yeah.
I can judge how the crowd is by how he does. If he's not doing good, the crowd's probably stinks.
Oh, yeah, because he's just a machine gun of punchlines.
Yeah, and it's like he knows what he's kind of figured out what he's doing, so it's working.
But it's called A White Guy Named Chad. Thank you for the plug, guys.
Welcome.
All proceeds go to me.
But how do you not get sick? You're always on. You're always traveling, right?
I threw up this morning.
Nice.
Am I a good interviewer or what? I know what to ask people.
I
threw up this morning.
I was walking to the gym because I only had like 3 hours sleep, and all of a sudden I was like,
"Why are you going to the gym if you got 3 hours sleep?"
I'm trying to push it.
Yeah, well, that's dumb, especially in the winter.
Well, there's that guy David Gog. Was this Googans that's on Rogan? He's talking about being mentally tough, so I'm trying to push myself hard.
There's no point in being mentally tough. If you're sick, you're not going to be mentally tough.
Yeah.
So you don't need to go to the gym. Just sleep. If you're traveling a lot and you've got 3 hours sleep, just don't go to the gym. That's how you get sick.
I throw up all the time anyway. Nothing to worry about.
Yeah, but you're an alcoholic.
How dare you? I threw up on the way to the gym actually 2 days ago. All this orange juice came right out of me around the corner of 7th Avenue and 9th Street.
A guy named Jim. You're a mess.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Throwing up all over Brooklyn.
My wife, she's like, oh my God. I'm like, I'm fine. Don't worry.
So my wife said she was at the, I don't know if I believe her, she was at the Dairy Queen on 14th Street on 6th Avenue because the kids always want to go because I take during the summer because they give you an ice cream cone with your sandwich.
Huh?
She said a guy threw up, at his seat, threw up, and then continued to keep eating.
Wow.
Well, this is like, she goes, you fucking animals.
Yeah,
but Dairy Queen's classy.
Wait, this is in the city on 6th Avenue?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the fast food in the city is disgusting.
You
might as well just suck on a rat.
Well, I did go to that Burger King. There's like waiters at the Burger King. The guys in the booth, they sent me to right up to like,
34th Street?
7th Avenue and like 35th, 36th Street. It's like you walk upstairs and there's this like little woman. She's like, welcome to, may I help you, sir? I'm like, I don't know. I'm here for heroin. Yeah, I'm here for heroin. I'm just here to jerk off in the bathroom. I mean, what are you actually here to do in the...
Yes, you can help me.
This guy waiting for the bathroom door, and he's like, of course, I'm white, so he didn't give me a hard time in the bathroom. He's like, immediately, just open the door.
All the fast food, I like to go to Wendy's, but there's a Wendy's on 14th Street that's disgusting. And there's a Wendy's at 33rd and 5th, which is disgusting, too. So I don't know what the answer is.
You got to go to the suburbs for...
I'm going to drive all the way to the suburbs to go to Wendy's.
Go to Plainfield.
Go to Wendy's. I was at that place in Akron. I was staying at the hotel there. The Wendy's is like it's like spotless. It's unbelievable.
Let's go to our Akron correspondent.
No, why can't they do that? Why can't they have one? Why can't they keep them clean?
Here's a better question. Do you have strip clubs in Akron?
Yeah.
What are they like?
His mom works there, so don't really.
Lunch shift.
It's bruises, you know, scars, everything.
C-section scars.
I was in Akron, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were.
What's that guy's name?
Pete
from the Funny Stop.
Yeah, that's Akron, right?
Yeah.
There's a strip club there?
There's a couple of strip clubs, yeah.
How come they didn't tell me about them?
They would have went. They're probably all white girls.
No, they did. Somebody was going to go, and then they were like, nah, we don't want to go.
A friend of mine said he got a lap a lap dance in jeans. The woman was wearing jeans.
Wow.
So, I don't know if it's that classy.
But to me, I'm coming anyway.
Exactly.
It's funny. Doesn't even matter.
The zipper on my crotch.
She can wear like a Ziploc bag. I'd still be like.
Yeah, just give me some emotion. Once I
see if you get friction. I think my wife wanted to have sex with me the other day.
Nice.
I just kind of lost. I was tired or something. I don't know.
What about you, Chad? When was the last time?
Yeah.
I don't know, a month
ago?
The
last time you opened for Godfrey.
Tomorrow at the Village Underground.
Oh, there you go. Wow, you really slammed that in. So on my website. We just started. We just started selling T-shirts.
Some of your T-shirts are amusing. I looked it up.
You looked at them. Oh, good. Thanks.
Yeah, because I was talking to Bruce yesterday via text.
Yeah. So you know, if you want some last minute holiday gifts, BrianPMcCarthy.com. Go to the thing that says shop, and it's T-shirts. They're from American Apparel.
Oh, that's a good shirt.
And they're people say they're too expensive already. People already give me shit. They're $185 each.
There they are.
Are they there? No, they're $35 each.
Who set up this photo shoot?
I don't know. What does it look like?
It's you getting S&M whipped.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm in a calendar in Denmark. It's like it's some calendar where they do like wacky. I wanted to do it naked, but the girl was like, yeah, I won't sell. Plus, my dick would have fallen out that window.
What window?
Am I in a window?
They're showing your shirts right now. You got pet store short sleeve T-shirts for $34.90. Damn, those are expensive.
Yeah, well.
Why is it so pricey?
Because I don't have an inventory. They make them to order. So it's like I didn't spend like $2,000 and I have like a bunch of shirts in my living room. It's some company. I only make a couple of bucks a shirt. Plus, it's kind of like
why even do it?
It's like Kanye West. It's like he makes his shoes like nine. What's it, Yeezy or something?
Yeezy,
like my Yeezy shoes.
$500 or whatever. Yeah.
So there we go.
They're not easy to pay for.
Ow!
Oh shit!
Because my
this motherfucker's on
Kevin.
Fire. My kids,
Brennan.
My kids want them, and I said it's not easy on the credit card bill.
Yeah, on the credit keys.
Just had to buy them. Fucking Christmas sucks.
Would you buy them?
No, I had to buy them. It's just a nightmare. It's really a nightmare.
What are you getting your wife?
I might Pete Davidson myself.
Oh,
I might just fucking say the earth. This earth is not. What does he say?
I don't. What is going on with Pete Davidson? He tweeted something and they took it down. Is that what happened?
He took it down.
He said, "I'm not for this earth" or something like that. And then on the New York Times, they were like, "Pete Davidson has been located." I'm like, "The New York Times is involved with this shit now." I thought this is TMZ and the New York Post. The New York Times cares where Pete Davidson. Let him just write.
If you want to kill yourself.
He had a good run.
Yeah.
Dude, his career is something I would love to have.
His career is based on the fact that he's a mess.
Refused to see Pete after a parent suicide threat.
First of all, she's a fucking troll. She likes losers. Not that Pete's a loser, but let's face it. He's got mental problems.
That means I have a chance.
And then that other guy she dated, what was that guy's name?
Mac Miller. He's dead.
He's dead. He killed himself. So then she turns these guys that way, or she just likes that kind of guy. Women like a guy who's mentally weak. That's why you have no luck with the ladies, Chad, because you're so mentally strong. Women like a guy who's mentally weak so they can take advantage of him, right? You're a woman, right? Do you like a weak man with a long chin like the guy you're with? He's got a big, long chin. Anyway, am I right or no?
I don't know, but if...
Brian always takes the guy. No, I think women are good people.
I don't have any problems with women like you do. I don't know. My wife is great. I've had...
You're living in a fog. You're literally a fog.
He lives in Park Slope.
Yeah, because you don't know that. You were in that.
It'd be funny.
It'd
be funny if we went to his house. It was like in a fog.
Right. Just like London.
His whole
like
block, yeah. Everything's fine except his block is in a fog.
I sleep in a tugboat bed.
He's trying to fool his wife.
Sick of the
like, you know what I did? I walked out one way and then I doubled back. Because right. I told my wife I was going to take the subway. Instead, I took instead I took a lift. Like, his wife's not seeing what he's doing. Like, hey, look at this fucking clown doubling back. You're like her son. You're like your naughty son who likes to fuck her.
Still breastfeed.
Can you imagine if Pete Davidson does kill himself? How bad?
Oh, that'd be great.
No, no.
That'd be great for the show. The show would fucking take off.
Ariana Grande would look like the biggest piece of shit ever.
Oh, my God. She's like Black Widow.
Black Widow pussy.
Black Widow pussy.
You should get Ariana on the show. You ever think about that?
I'm trying to get her cunt.
Yeah.
Ariana's cunt. No, I think Pete's going to be fine. You got to have a support system. Like this Mac Miller guy, when you're on the road, it's easy to kill yourself because... You know what I mean? It's like you're by yourself, blah, stuff like that. You're depressed. You're out of your element.
DJ Avicii killed himself, and that guy's making like $7 million every time he did like a stupid idiot. I mean, I like
who's that?
He's a huge DJ, Avicii, and he like
I never heard
at his
of
own
him.
Wrist. Well, you're not really the target.
At his own
much.
Wrist.
Yeah.
Why would he do that?
Because he was horribly.
He was such
depressed.
A bad DJ. He's like, God damn it!
Right.
I don't like the songs you're playing.
They thought he was scratching his wrist.
Yeah. It was practicing.
Show you a remix. Oh man. No,
you
it's
guys know it, Gary. You know who he is.
Just after he killed himself, and everyone was so upset, and I'd never heard of him before.
Yeah, that's right there, probably.
Oh, this guy. Oh, yeah. Well, he's a big fag.
Well, you know.
He's Swedish. He's come on. He looks.
But he's, you know, it just goes to show you, though. Like,
he's a vegan. If he had a fucking sandwich, he would have been fine. Just have a cheeseburger.
Just had some cheese.
I don't respect DJ, so I'm glad he did this.
What is what? Yeah.
Well, I don't know. He's just a guy, I'm just to your point, the guy killed himself, and like, you know, it's just sort of one of those things where he had all the money and.
Well, Pete, my wife said she listened to Pete on what's that show? Who's that? Who's interviewing him?
I know.
He should have fucking fucked her. He wouldn't have killed himself. God damn it, women! Am I right? Just when you think I was out, they dragged me back in.
Yeah.
So when I was depressed, I would go to strip clubs. I would get drunk and go to strip club because it's like nothing makes you feel better than beautiful naked women. And when you're drunk, like I would never kill myself after going to. I always felt great except for the fucking money.
Stain in your pants.
Then I'd rather be out $500 than killing myself, right?
Yeah.
So if you do what you got to do to stay alive.
But you got kids.
Yeah, but I got life insurance too. So
how much? Half a million, I'm guessing.
Yeah, they'll be fine. Really?
I don't know. Yeah, I know. It seems like it's not very much money.
It's yeah, but it's a start. My wife will be fucking a dude within a week.
Your wife's a real earner.
Kevin, I haven't asked. You're back at the cellar now, right? After your ban.
Yeah, Jimmy Martinez is trying to get me in trouble today. He's trying to get me because we were supposed to do the Skanks.
Oh, Skanks, whatever.
The Christmas special.
So what happened? Did Noam say you're back in? Everything's cool?
I was banned for a month. So then I started putting back in.
And is anyone talking
very
to you?
Timidly.
Do people talk to you there?
No. I'm toxic. Even the waitresses don't come up to me.
Really?
I have to bring my own water.
So you literally just go do your spot and leave?
Mm-hmm.
Stay in there.
The other day I had to go get paid. Yeah. I had like my last spot was like 11:30.
Yeah.
So instead of getting paid, I just went home.
Really?
I didn't want to go upstairs. Usually I wait till the end of the night to get paid because I have a later spot, but I'm like, I'm not going upstairs because I just didn't know what I was going to have to deal with. So just like, I'll just go home.
Is Liz mad at you too?
I think so.
Oh, wow.
No, Liz is mad at me. Liz is like mad, but she's mad at everybody. So she's a little mad at me. She pretends she's mad at me.
Yeah.
Then I'll say something, she'll laugh. So is she really mad? Yeah. Like when my wife's mad at me, like she's mad at me, and then I'll say something, she'll laugh. I'm like, how mad is she? Because if I'm mad at somebody, I don't laugh at shit they say.
No. Gosh, don't you make me laugh.
My new thing is Artie Lang. He's my new fucking,
Artie Lang, he used to be part of the AA show on Compound.
My new Lenny. What are you, the narrator?
Right, Ken Burns.
First of all, Artie, is it just a pathological liar and a junkie? And everyone thinks he's like, go, Artie, go. Like, hey, I mean, it would be a real shame if Pete Davidson killed himself and Artie was still doing spots. And Artie's like, I'm going to kill at the... I've never seen Artie kill in my life. He's saying how he killed last night. I've never even seen him had one decent Mike Vecchione set where the crowd's with him the whole way.
This gets back to him.
I hope it does. I hope it does because he's a piece of shit. He fucking started trolling me last year for no reason. He's a worthless piece of shit. Right, Keith? He's a worthless piece of shit junkie.
But he has a problem.
Like I said, all junkies, you see a junkie on the subway, he's a piece of shit. But Artie's kind of known, so he's a hero.
He's a nice guy.
He's an asshole.
I opened for Artie once at the Hard Rock.
He's an asshole.
I did 20 minutes, he paid me $1,500.
Yeah, that's when he had the money. Now you got to pay him $1,500. The guy's fucking broke, and he's like, I'm going to the cellar. I'm still alive, everybody.
You're not rooting for him?
No, the opposite. Oh, bad things happen to him. Bad, bad, bad.
My only problem with Artie is if you have that nose, why do you keep taking selfies? That's the last thing you should be doing when you have that face.
He's an idiot, and he's a liar. He's like, I'm clean all week. I'm clean all week. He goes to the judge. They find five different things in his system.
Yeah, it was like coke and heroin and
yeah, just stuff to get around with. You know, like caffeine. It's like caffeine for me and you.
His defense: there was no heroin in his system. He's kicked. He's 40 days without heroin.
So what does that mean? So now he's doing coke. It's just he still needs to be high. He can't just not be high.
Yeah.
So then he's like, "Oh, I'm clean, everybody." He's like, "I've been clean for weeks," and he's been clean 40 days. He didn't mean clean of heroin, but he's doing everything else. Yeah. Everything else they have to offer.
Two things they prescribed were from his doctor. The stuff they found in the system.
His doctor's a fucking drug dealer. So right. So it does. If you prescribe Artie Lang anything, you're an enabler, because this motherfucker. He's a junkie, straight up junkie. And for him to be like, I'm gonna go to the cellar and kill. I just killed. His tweet last night. He goes. I started off a little, but then I adjusted and I killed. And then he goes. But I don't want to adjust. I want to be a bad. Just some dumb tweet. I've never seen him even have a good set. Never, never.
I've seen him do well.
Dude, kill. For how long? Like, he'll do one joke. He does one joke that does well. He's like, I'm killing. And he forgets all the other fucking dead time.
It's a pretty coked up thing to do, too, to like get on Twitter and be like, I'm the greatest of all time.
That's how you know he's doing drugs, because if you were really trying to recover, wouldn't you stay off Twitter? Because Twitter makes me want to do heroin and coke. You get jacked up on his motherfucking social medias. Don't get me started with Instagram.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I have an Apple Watch and it's ringing.
Oh, what's going on? You have an appointment?
No, comedian was calling me.
Oh, whoa, which
are you serious?
Yeah.
You have an Apple Watch?
Yeah.
You live in your car, but you bought an Apple Watch.
I don't live in my car.
Give your mom's house.
What do you?
In fact, I got a.
What do you need an Apple Watch for? You can't even see the shit.
I can see it.
What did it tell you to do?
I hired a trainer, and I can mount my workouts. I'm trying to get back in shape. I'm focused. I'm in the zone, baby.
You're mentally strong?
I'm trying to be. I'm trying to get into it, man. Like, listen, you've had some success in this business back in the day, but I'm trying to hit that level. I want to get there.
Are you sad?
Not right
now.
Are you on any kind of antidepressants or anything?
No, I don't mess around with prescription pills.
I don't believe in it.
Eddie Iff told me you don't need it. You just need sunshine, exercise, and a good diet.
And a good hat.
Everybody hear that?
Eddie Iff's a fucking pathological liar, too.
Is he?
Pathological. Really? I'm booked through May.
He says
he's... The last time he was on our show, he kept saying how he's booked through May. He's doing 2.5 months in Australia. He goes, I booked all these dates myself. I'm like, first of all, 2.5 months, one gig? You didn't book it yourself. And also, that's not exactly booking. It's like, I'm booked through 2028 at Kumia show. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm going around booking. It's like one thing to say you booked yourself every week. He's like, I self-book.
Why do you hate anyone who's having...
Because they're all liars. They're fucking liars. They're all fucking liars. Every comic's a fucking liar. He's a liar.
I'm not a liar.
Yeah, you're an embellisher. Everybody's a fucking liar. Nobody could just say what's actually happening. It's just so sad.
You say
just,
what's happening, so then you depressed. Make fun of me. I tell you exactly what I'm doing, and you make fun of me.
Why? What'd you do?
Say, like, I'm featuring for Godfrey. You're like, you're a feature! I drove here. You're living
that.
In your car!
I appreciate some honesty.
I'm trying. So you didn't want to get into it. What did you not want to get into? You had, like, something to say.
Yeah, this is not the show to break news.
Well, we got nothing else to talk about. What the fuck? Come on.
We burn bridges.
I know.
I already burned a couple today. Give me some news.
Let me get this bridge intact before we burn it, because I need it.
All right.
A possible gig. I just don't want to ruin it.
Was it Joe Matarese?
No, I saw him. He's playing the guitar on stage now. What's that all about?
Another broke man.
Yeah, that guy's on prescription pills.
Because he's got ADD or OCD or whatever.
NAACP.
Yeah.
Good times. Yeah.
We got two more shows, then we get a three show break.
Yeah, we're gonna be.
What do you do on your hiatus?
Me?
Ed. He looks like Ed McMahon today, don't he?
Yeah.
But you do a Ronald Reagan impression.
I don't even know why. I don't.
How many drinks have you had?
Russia, 2.5.
That's pretty good.
I ran out of the middle of a dinner lunch thing. I was like, fuck. I fell in here because I was gonna be late.
You meeting with your Schwab guy?
No. It's just. Just a couple friends in the neighborhood. We went to an Italian restaurant. This gay guy, Steve, he lives a life. This gay guy, I tell you, I really wish I was gay. I'm starting to think, like, maybe this whole
All you can
bar.
Eat if you're gay, all you can eat.
I mean, honestly, it really is.
It's
like
just cockamania, yeah. Especially in New York.
And he's like,
black cock, Puerto Rican cock.
Like, last night, he's like, oh, my God.
Indian cock.
Look up this guy, and let's not get crazy. And, hey, what am I going to blow him under a blackjack table? Because he's Indian?
Oh. I didn't even get it. What's blackjacks have to do with Indian?
Blackjack, Indian casinos.
Oh, I meant Indian, like Pakistan.
I heard he's real
only two and a half in.
He's a real slut machine.
Slut machine. Talking about
what he got.
What's your news?
I'll tell you later.
When? What do you mean later? Next
when,
year?
When you come back from break, well, I'll call in.
There's no break.
Yeah, you're going on break. You just said that.
Oh, break. I thought you meant today. On a break today.
These are the breaks.
No. What do you got? Is it show business or is it your love life?
You know what? At this point, me. Announcing it, it's not nothing good's gonna come out of it.
Is it about Florentine?
No.
Is it about another comic?
Oh, Jim Florentine, nice.
Is it about another comic?
It's about me.
Come on, tell us, Chad.
I'm gonna tell you eventually.
Okay, go ahead, caller.
What do you got?
It's really killing me.
Favorite holiday ornament?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, hi.
Hey, how's it going, Kevin?
Good.
Did you see that video of Artie in court the other day?
Yeah. I didn't see the video, I saw the picture.
It's like a minute and a half long. I'm sure Garrett can pull it up.
Oh, that? Oh, so his nose is really that fucked up. I thought it was like Photoshop.
No, it's deflated, man.
Yeah, he looks pretty bad.
Oh, I didn't know they had video. I didn't know that.
I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, I just saw it this morning. But yeah, I'm pretty sure this is his last chance. If he fucks up again,
No, because people are saying the nose is fake. I didn't know. Well, it can't be fake if it's a video.
It's not fake.
Why is it so flat? Sometimes it's flatter than others.
The story I got,
I don't know.
The story I heard, it's from all the years of drug, you know, sniffing shit.
You think so?
Wait, why? Yeah.
Then, I thought it was because when he used to play with the pigskin.
Yeah. No, and then
what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, but I thought it was like even when I posted something on Facebook, I thought it was because it was like I didn't think it was that flat.
What else do you have, Quincy?
No, and then one of his bookies punched him in the face, and
yeah.
That's why it got the way it was.
Wait, where was that video? Where is that video?
I think it was like on NewJersey.com.
NJ.com.
Oh, I saw the picture. I didn't know they had a video. Fuck.
Like, all your Artie Lang and Joe Piscopo news. Did Allie have to drive him there?
It's all Central Jersey news.
CentralJersey.com.
Because everybody else, all the northern New Jersey is covered by the New York station.
Right.
South Jersey is Philly. Full of Philly. So
looks like the bad guy in Mad Max Fury Road and Morton
Joe. Looks
like
the bad guy in everything. Like, how can you? Go ahead.
Did you see him on that radio show a while back saying that
Yeah,
no one listens to Kumia's show because he's not on it anymore.
He's like, delusional. They were losing fucking subscriptions when he was here.
Yeah.
They were gaining prescriptions and losing subscriptions.
He's
a delusional fuck. Look at him. Imagine if he had any other job. Even if he worked at Wendy's, you'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with that dude?
It's a cute little button nose if his face wasn't so big. Everything else is smaller.
Artie is a nice guy.
He's not. He's a fucking asshole. He's a delusional fucking junkie asshole. And then when he's sober, he's like, I'm all humble. And then and as he does one set, I'm a killer. I've been in this game 30 years. He does like I can't. In his whole career, he's probably done as many sets as Attila does in a year. He don't even work that much. He's not a good comic. I've never seen him have a good set where the crowd's like, oh, that was a really good set. He has spurts where he gets laughs, and then he does fucking Eli Manning stories. Nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah, honestly, I don't think his stand-up's even that good anymore.
He never was good!
I mean, the only thing I find already funny on is more like acting, like crashing and shit. Like, his comedy is dog shit now.
All right. Well, you're not going to get any argument from us, apparently. So,
I haven't seen him do stand-up in a while, so I can't defend it.
Right.
But, I mean, at one point, you cannot deny he was one of the bigger comedians out there. When he was on Stern, he was huge.
Never a big comedian. He was a big personality. Yeah, he would sell tickets, but I've never seen him have, even when he was on Stern, I never saw him have a good set. Get Florentine to call in. I've never, because he used to work with him.
Yeah.
I've never seen him have a good comedy set. He's just not a good comic. He can't talk. He talks out of the side of his fucking mouth.
He's got good stories.
Yeah, so put him on the fucking radio. But he gets on radio, then he gets fired because he's a junkie.
I mean, even on the AA show, I got tired of watching it. Like, it's so much better with Anthony and Dave now. Like, he would just repeat the same old jokes and say the N-word constantly, fucking thinking
that's
it's hilarious.
That's awful.
It's old. It's fucking, it gets old.
Even Brian's against that. He studied under fucking Artie Lang.
Both went to the Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts.
I'm from Kentucky, and I don't say the N-word as much as Artie.
See?
That's saying a lot, though.
Thank you.
Good for you, sir.
Really,
the guy's a mayor of one of the cities.
Exactly.
He's a mayor of Lexington, Kentucky. Even he's like, I don't even say it that much. I say it a lot, but not that much.
I'm the next town over.
Yeah. But that last lynching, I referred to him as a colored boy. Swinging in the breeze.
Negro.
You ever come to Kentucky, Kevin?
Yeah, I've been through.
Would you go to the comedy off Broadway?
No, I did some colleges there, and then I ate at the Cracker Barrel.
They have colleges in Kentucky?
Yeah, one.
Wow, they have a Cracker Barrel in Kentucky.
That's where they started. They actually started in Tennessee, and then they spread from there. They spread from, like, Nashville.
I love Cracker Barrel. I remember you telling me, like, that's your, like...
I love them. I wish they had... If they had them here, I'd eat it there, like, at least three times a week.
I wish there was
a breakfast, their big boy breakfast is the best breakfast in the world. Big boy.
I think my S&M safe word. Big boy breakfast. Take it out. It's too deep. Big boy breakfast.
I knew you'd do something with that.
Take it out.
That's how we get $100 a show.
I'm tasting blood. I'm tasting blood. Take it out.
They sponsor the show? Cracker Crack?
I would love it. I would never say the N-word ever again out of respect for them.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
You talked to Louie lately? You still opening for him at all?
No. I think I got fired from that gig, too.
Because you talked about it?
No, I talked about it here, but I didn't talk about it on Twitter. He's not even on Twitter.
But you,
I'll give out his phone number if he fucks me in any way, shape, or form.
And he got off Twitter back in like 08 or 010 or something.
Yeah, because Twitter's addictive, you know, and then it's a waste of time, and then you get into trouble. So, but he can't be on social media anyway because he gets to you know, whatever. A lot of people are. I mean, the woman who heckled him at the Comedy Cellar. She just tweeted that she heckled him, and it went viral. Then she did a bunch of interviews and whatever, so.
Oh, yeah, saying, pull your dick out and shit.
It would be a good closer for him.
Funny if Louis just kind of, he was like, hey, it's a lovely day today. I'm going to go for a walk. And everyone's like, you jerked off one of your employees. Like, everything's like, anything he does. It's like.
No, I would just love it to be walking down the street, and some woman sees, and you go, boo! You're with your kids. Boo!
I got some inside info on Louis.
Oh.
I heard it this morning from somebody I'm not going to give my sources to.
We wouldn't ask.
He's going to go start doing tour in the Midwest, like Detroit, Ohio. He's everything in the Midwest. He's going out.
Well, you said it last year.
But it's happening.
You were wrong.
It's happening.
I guarantee he'll sell out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he sold out in an hour on Long Island.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
It's unprofessional, man.
Sorry.
Who'd you hear it from? You heard it on your show?
Guy, comic.
You heard it. You said that a year ago. You said Mark Norman told you that a year ago when you were all at the.
He actually told me again this morning. He was on Jim and Sam, and I saw him in the hallway.
I said some pillow talk.
Yeah, so he said the same thing a year ago.
But he says it's full on effect now. It's they wanted to get through these humps, these obstacles.
Right. Humps. Yeah, but how's he going to do it? Is he going to announce it?
I don't know. I don't know how it's going to know.
So it's still going to be tricky. I mean, he could still do it here.
He's probably going to try to stay under the radar as much as he can.
Huh?
I mean, he doesn't want all the... He's probably going to try to stay under the radar so the news doesn't pick it up if he's just doing the Midwest.
Yeah, but then he's got to announce it. He's going to do all, like, last-minute shows that way. It's going to be... I don't know.
If he doesn't join, he'd come out and be like, I'm your Motor City Masturbator. And the whole crowd would go nuts. Woo!
The fucked up part is he can't... I forgot what I was going to say.
Something about jerking off.
It doesn't matter. You don't open for him anymore.
I got fun. Chad, is that the news you had?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Is Carlos Mencia out of show business?
No.
Oh, he's still around.
Okay.
Am I?
Yeah. You have the memo?
I got a good Carlos story. Last year, he was at Gotham Comedy Club, and I forgot the kid's name. I was just with him in D.C. over the weekend.
Lisa Lampanelli.
No. Oh, by the way, Kevin Farley says hi.
Oh, good. Good guy.
He was there. He was at the show upstairs. So he was opening for
Carlos. How big was the room upstairs?
It's pretty good. I'll give you the contact. You should do it.
No, how big is it versus the room you did?
My room was like 100. The one upstairs like 175.
All right. Why do they do it that way?
Because it's almost like the Comedy Cellar. It has its own vibe in the building.
All right.
So he,
go ahead.
The opener, who's Kevin's opener, opened for Carlos. That night, Carlos comes to the bar and he goes, what are you guys doing? You want to go to a karaoke bar? And we're like, yeah, I'll go to a karaoke bar. He goes, hey, by the way, whatever you guys want, it's on me tonight. Just say it's on Carlos's
tab. You were there?
Yeah, I was there. So I was drinking on Carlos's tab like crazy, and then we saw two hot girls. Like, hey, ladies.
Where was this?
This was at some karaoke bar in the city. I don't know where it's at.
Oh, after he did Gotham.
Yeah, after he did Gotham. He's up there singing or whatever, and I'm going, like, ladies, you guys want a drink? And they're like, yeah. So we just throw it on Carlos's tab. I was buying drinks for everybody on Carlos's tab. I like to think I got revenge for the joke stealing for all the comics by drinking everything on his okay. tab.
So then how did it end up? Did you get laid or anything? Or?
No, I didn't get it.
Okay.
I fell asleep on Gino's floor.
Do you make that up?
No, 100%. Gino Bisconte will back me up on that.
What's the moral of the story?
That I rang up a bunch of drinks on Carlos's tab because he said you can have whatever you want.
But also maybe he's fucking the club because maybe it's on the club's bill.
No, we were at a karaoke bar.
But maybe they said, I don't know.
Go to Carlos Mancia, make a good rafter for
club. Go ahead, caller.
Favorite Christmas carol, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, it's Artie Lang's nose.
It's Artie Lang's nose calling in?
Yeah, Artie.
Artie, how's it going?
Hey, man.
We just saw a clip of your
not
nose
Artie,
on.
It's just his nose, man. I'm all stuffed.
We just saw a clip of your nose on NJ.com. So are you? I don't even know what to ask him. Like, I mean, I thought your nose was photoshopped. I didn't know it was in that bad a shape. So are you embarrassed?
Kevin, it's me. It's the nose. I'm not Arnie. I'm just the nose. So I don't have a nose, okay? I am the nose. Yeah, I think someone hit me with a frying pan or something.
Is it still embarrassing that... Jesus. Is it still embarrassing that you're on the news with that note, with the way your nose, the way you are?
Yeah, I mean, I would rather that they would have his belly on or his scars or something else, but it's like, why does the nose have to be on?
Well, I can tell you, you can certainly say that Artie's career is not what it used to be.
Hey, Brian, I have a question.
Sure.
Do you have any glass I can snort?
It looks like I'll be over in a minute. Sure.
That'd be fun.
Do a number.
We're just walking into the Port Authority. Does anyone have any glass I can snort?
Nose waddling around.
Hey, Artie, what won't you snort? That's what I want to know.
Not Artie. It's Artie's nose.
Artie's nose. Excuse me, yeah. Artie's
nose. Well, once I tried to snort some dynamite, and that didn't end well. It flattened me out as well. I won't snort anything that's good for me, like carrots or spinach. But basically any drug, if you put it in front of me, Sudafed, Advil, whatever you can mush up, like mashed potatoes, whatever.
Mashed potatoes.
How about baking soda? You ever make a mistake and...
Oh, Lord knows I have. I did baking soda so many times when people would lie to me and trick me. Talcum powder, baby powder, aspirin. Once I was going down the middle of the road, I thought I was snorting a huge line, but it was the middle of the road.
Good stuff. Funny.
His nose is funnier than he is.
Thanks. I once had an old Cadillac Eldorado, black guys, blah, 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 racism stuff, yeah.
I don't know what he just said.
No, hey, Artie's nose, since Artie can't get back on the Stern Show, what about you? You think Artie's nose can get on?
That's a good question.
Well, I'm trying to get on. I wrote a new book called Wanna Snot, and it's like Wanna Bet, but it's just about snot. Cricket.
Have you seen, somebody tweeted, who has the worst nose, Artie Lang or Michael Jackson? What do you think?
Ooh.
Well, I think it's probably my nose because Michael's dead, and I still have 2 weeks.
Are you worried about?
If we get a picture of Artie's nose sniffing Kevin's toe, that would be the worst picture on the internet.
Oh yeah,
go viral.
Oh my God,
that's so good.
Yeah, we should do that. Do we have the technology?
My nose wants to look like your toe when I tried to snort some black stuff.
So you think, who has the problem? It's so ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. No, but, keep going, though. It's going great.
So is it, do you blame Artie or you blame yourself? Like, who's responsible for
well,
all?
It's pretty much my fault because Artie's been clean for 7 minutes. I just keep doing it. Artie's really, he's making it happen. He's clean now. He didn't know. Oh, he just did coke again.
If it wasn't for his dumb nose, he'd be 100% clean.
Nose is the problem. At night, he's sleeping, the nose like goes on.
It's like when a guy cheats on his wife. He says, it's my dick. I can't control it.
Dick,
my
honey.
Stupid dick. What are you doing? He's always fighting with his
dick. Artie can't control his nose.
No, it's the nose that's calling all the shots.
It goes off his face and goes down like, runs and finds drugs and stuff and just...
No, because
I remember one time Artie was supposed to do a podcast and then I just stayed in the bedroom.
Oh! Is that Kevin's toe?
Yeah, but you got to get my sock out of it. I don't know you get my... Yeah, my toe's all fucked up.
Really? Infected?
Oh, your sock is in my nose. I'm sorry. I was sniffing that.
He's trying to sniff your nose. He's trying to sniff your toe.
Oh, Artie.
Oh, my God.
No, we're all rooting for his nose. I'm rooting for his nose. Yeah. I feel bad for his nose. I don't feel sorry for Artie, but I feel sorry for his nose.
Artie's nose is hilarious. Okay. Artie's nose should put some spots in at the cellar.
Artie's nose should write a book.
Right.
I mean, all the stories.
It's not my fault.
It's not my fault. Who knows?
Kevin, I'm opening a comedy club called the Fat Black Nosy Fat.
It's all going to work. It's all going to work out.
All right, well, Merry Christmas.
You got any plugs, Artie's nose?
Yeah, I'm going to be at Laughing Up in Poughkeepsie. I'm doing a wounded nose veteran. And,
is Bob Levy's liver going to open?
To raise money? Bob Levy's got a hot wife. Do you see his wife on Twitter? Damn.
No, I don't have eyes. I'm a nose.
So he's going to raise money for other people.
You got to give it up for Artie, though. He does a lot
of
charity.
They should have? You go to a plastic surgeon, when you go to a barbershop, they have different kinds of haircuts you can get. They should have that at a plastic surgeon. Like, do you want this kind of nose? Or
you can do face transplants now. You can't think. They should maybe give Artie a better nose. I think they probably give him a good nose and he goes and snorts more heroin or whatever.
But he can't afford it. He's broke.
That broke.
How do you know?
Did you pay more heroin?
Always money for drugs.
What did you say?
Did you see?
More heroin.
What did you say? I missed it. You okay?
I can't laugh. Oh, my God. That's fine.
Hey, could I get the contact info for that room? Me too.
I can't hear you. My fucking sidekick has AIDS or something, or emphysema.
I'm okay.
It'd be worse. He couldn't have a nose like me.
It'd be funny if every day I'd look at your nose. I thought the blind thing was funny, but the nose thing.
I'll be in Chicago at the Laugh Factory the last weekend of February.
Who's going to be there with you?
Kevin Brennan and Aaron Berg and Gino Visconti.
Oh, the nose is going to do a spot.
I'm doing a 5-minute nose spot. Cricket.
All right, call in whenever you want. We'd love to talk to you.
Whenever I can get a phone and there's no heroin around.
Keep us updated on the condition of the nose.
Thanks, bye.
People do a lot of puns on the nose.
Yeah, well, you should put a little Santa hat on that nose. It'll be cute.
Huh?
A little Santa hat on the nose.
It's just totally flat. So I thought even the picture I posted on Facebook, well, I was basically trolling them. And
I'm saying, like, they can do face transplants. I don't see why they can't give him a better nose. Like,
they can, but he don't have any money. You think his insurance covers that?
House in the Jersey Shore. What happened with...
Hey, why you keep saying, well, you act like you know... Well, you don't even know your own finances. You can't see.
Oh, I just looked into everything. My team of Jews and I looked into the coffers. We're doing fine.
I like how he says it. Says like he's in a mafia. We're doing fine.
They move some money around.
No, you're not doing fine.
Speaking of crashing, when's your episode coming?
I don't know.
All right.
I can't wait. It's going to be I think I'm going to be nominated for something.
Red carpet?
Yeah, I'll probably do a red carpet with Artie and
Mr. Brennan. What you do for that?
What do you think? No, he just came out with a special, didn't he, on HBO?
Who did?
Pete Holmes.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know him very well, so.
More specials all the time. I don't even know how people have the time to watch these fucking
uncle's
specials.
A famous detective.
Sherlock? He's coming out with a movie. Aren't they Will Ferrell and the other guy, the other clown? John C. Reilly?
They're doing Laurel Hardy.
He's doing good enough he can lose the fucking middle initial by now, right?
Yeah, well, maybe he paid for it. You know, it's like, He's like, I mean, a lot of times it's like for, you know, SAG or whatever, you got to put like something. Maybe there's a John Reilly already.
There probably is.
Yeah, I saw that guy in the street a couple times. He looks like a maniac. I mean, they all look fucking insane.
Is he short?
He's short. Yeah, no, he's big.
And he's ugly?
Who's like 5 foot six is the guy from, he played Johnny Cash and shit.
Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah, him. He's like 5 foot six. He's got this big gray beard.
He's playing the Joker, too, in the new Joker movie.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of scenes at the West 4th Street subway stop or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at him.
More stuff in Artie's nose.
That's my nose? Oh, that's my toe? Is that my toe? Oh, my God. Yeah, my toe's a mess.
Your toe's in his
nose. Soak it. Maybe if he soaked his nose.
No, did you soak it in hot water and salt and all that stuff came out of it?
Yeah.
Like all the pus came out?
No, but it was better this morning. I soaked it last night, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. I was like, I remember years ago, I did like a bunch of coke over like 2 days, and I went and blew my nose. And it was like, like when you get, a baby comes out, and they have the uterine layer. It was like this huge, like, chunk of like bloody snot. It was like huge, but it was like hard. I was like, do I need that? Should I put that back up there? But I don't know. It seems like fine now. But
go ahead, caller.
What do you got? Favorite Christmas dish?
Hey, Kevin, why the fuck do you have that Hannah Gatsby looking motherfucker on your show? You should have got Bobby Riggs on instead.
Oh, no. OVO. It's OVO Cool Cat, I'm guessing, right?
Are you talking about Chad?
Yeah.
I look like Hannah Gatsby?
I know.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Nice.
Put up Hannah Gatsby on the screen, can you guys?
I think that's a stretch.
Yeah, the same hair and everything, the same body.
Maybe the body.
Hannah must have some nice tits.
She's
it's
mentally
so sad how bad Artie Lane has fucked his face up. He almost looks as bad as Chad Zumbach.
Oh no! What's it really? It's a roasted Chad.
This guy's coming at you.
No, Don Rickles' own Albuquerque's Albuquerque Don Rickles.
What is you think you're better looking than Hannah Gatsby?
Yeah, I do. I do think I'm better looking than Hannah Gatsby.
You look better with your hair short like that.
Tell you what,
like a fag.
You telling me to get my hat off? I don't.
You guys do look alike. You both have blue eyes. You both have dark hair. You both have a couple of chins.
Yeah. Yep. All he needs is the glasses, Kevin. It's they're identical.
There is something to that, Chadley.
Maybe I should get that haircut and a turtleneck.
Well, the turtleneck would help with your waddle.
Zumbach.
Yeah, the turtleneck would help with your neck fat.
What else you got, OVO?
The guy with neck fat.
Well, yeah.
What else you got?
you know who's, like, fucking horrible on Twitter, Kevin?
Who? Who's that?
It is fucking Chad Zumbach's little boyfriend, fucking Chris D'Elia. Have you seen that guy?
What do you got to say for that, Chad?
My little boyfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Chris is 6'5".
Meow.
Second of all, I haven't talked to Chris in a long time.
Why? What'd you do to him?
Nothing. We're living our lives. He's on tour. I'm on tour.
You're on a feature tour. It's a different kind of a tour.
I just headlined over the weekend.
Yeah, the Little Room.
It doesn't matter. I got paid a lot of money.
How much? $600?
It doesn't. I don't ask you how much you make.
Yeah, he makes a lot of money. I know that. His place. He's got a hot tub in his hot tub.
Buy my album so I can make more money. How about that?
Yep.
All right, OVO. Thanks. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas, OVO. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Happy holidays.
Thank you, buddy.
Talk to you on Wednesday.
Albuquerque Christmas.
I know exactly who that dude is on Twitter, too.
OVO Cool Cat.
Yeah.
You like the trolls. Go ahead, caller.
Favorite Yule log recipe? Hello?
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Hollywood Rob.
Oh,
Hollywood
yeah,
Rob, what's going on?
I know Hollywood Rob. Hi, buddy.
Hey, Artie blew out the cartilage in his nose, you know, from years of drug use.
Okay.
Then he got slugged in the nose by someone that worked for his bookie.
That's what I said earlier! Donate!
He led to an infection and...
Yeah, Artie's got problems, but Brian's like, no, he's doing fine. He's got a house at the Jersey Shore. Maybe it was a rental.
For coaching years.
You're living in the past. You live in from what you knew before you went blind. You know he was.
That's a good point.
You knew he was doing well when you were blind. When you were sightful.
I'm like, my TV has a tube in it.
You know, he made a lot of. Go ahead.
He made a lot of money, but drugs are not free.
Oh.
Anybody who does a lot of drugs doesn't have any money. It's just a simple, it's a fact.
His family puts him on allowance.
You don't know what's going on. He killed last night at the Village Underground, according to our sources. But they're all lies, probably. You don't know what's going on. He's got more lawyers than fucking Michael Cohen.
It's funny that his old manager, who you know, Ken, I don't want to say his last name.
But, Ken Trouche?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You do it to me all the time.
Fair enough.
Ken Trouche, who lives in Brooklyn, yeah. He's not even in the business anymore.
He does YouTube people now.
Oh, he's doing great.
Better than us.
He's handling some Instagram models.
Well, whatever. But he said when Artie was getting arrested in his pig suit for cocaine, you know, 20 years ago, whatever, Artie said something actually really funny. He goes, this is what I give you 10% for? He's like, he's got on the hood of a cop car, slamming him down the cop car, and, you know.
Wait, he said it to his manager?
Yeah.
How was he talking to his manager if he's getting arrested?
He was driving through. He got pulled over in L.A., and he was driving. He was in a pig suit. He was, like, playing a pig for a Mad TV sketch.
Oh.
And he left the sketch to go score blow.
Yeah, that's in his book.
Yeah, it's in the book. Exactly right. But apparently Ken was there. He called Ken.
Oh.
Ken put the cop on the phone, and Ken was like, he has drugs on him. And then the cops, like, put him in.
Oh, the cops
search him, and then
snitched him. I mean, his manager snitched him out?
Well, he kind of had to.
At least he got him some work.
Yeah, exactly. I'll play inmate number three.
All right, what else you got, Rob? Hollywood Rob? He lives in Western PA.
I was just going to say, I think Gordon's a great guy, and I've cheered for him for years, but...
He's not a great guy. He's not a great guy. Listen, no, I haven't met a comic that's a great guy. And also, he's a junkie. So a junkie comic is not a great guy. Period. End of story.
Yeah.
I'll fight him and whatever. I'll fight his mom. I'll fight anybody.
Burning a bridge right now.
I don't give a fuck, man. I know the junkies are going to turn against me. All the junkies in the junkie community.
Compound's going to lose that sweet junkie subscribers.
Yeah. So I mean, they're all going to turn against me, and all the people are like, "It's a disease." Right. 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 Same as leukemia. Fucking cowards.
Yeah.
That's the problem when you call it disease. Because he thinks he's sick. He thinks he has a disease. No, he's a fat fuck who likes to fucking party. All the guys, same with Geraldo. No disrespect to Geraldo.
Oh, no.
But he was just a guy who liked to drink, and then it got away from him. So they all like to drink. They keep upping him. It's like when you start playing poker. You play 2-5, and then you go to no limit. And before you know it, you're out of your league. And then you're like, well, you can't get a rush from the little game, so you got to keep playing the big game. So Artie's in a big game. He can't handle it. Kurt Cobain couldn't handle it. Greg Geraldo.
It's a disease.
Mitch Hedberg. No, it's not a disease. It's a lifestyle choice that gets away from them. Don't make me say the M-word, because I'm all riled up.
But if you talk to any medical professional,
I don't give a fuck. It's a cop-out for these junkies. Oh, I have a disease. Fucking shut up, you faggots.
Gino's calling in and wants to yell at the caller.
Gino, go ahead.
Is that caller still on the line?
Which one, Gino?
Is he still... The one that said Artie's a good guy that never met him in his fucking life. I've had it with faggot fuckheads like you that sit there and say Artie's a good guy when he's a fucking junkie that shits on all his friends and everyone in the world right now for fucking drugs. I know him, and I will say this. Artie is the most loyal man in the world, but he's loyal to drugs now. And assholes like you, you fucking faggot dick cunt cocksucker that enable him by saying he's a great guy and allow him to get away with these fucking lies. Don't help my friend Artie, who you don't know. So go back in your fucking Twitter hole, you faggot, and maybe go see if you can go on fucking line and buy a septum for your stupid friend Artie, who you never met, who has no fucking face left. By the way, half off on everything on Compound Media A&A merch, like Artie fucking knows. Only the fucking merch is still in the studio.
Oh, this is makes it all worth it.
Unlike Artie. I've had it with fucking stupid people. By the way, good interview with his nose, Kev.
All right. You had any plugs?
Yeah, I would like to plug that guy's fucking girlfriend in the mouth, ass, and ears.
Nice.
And come all over her face while she says he's a really nice guy. Whoever that guy is and everyone else, and let me tell you, anyone that tweets underneath him, fight the good fight, Artie, you're an asshole, and you're killing him. But don't worry, he won't die, because he's too fat and stupid to fucking die. And if he dies, he can't do more heroin and lie to you about it the next day. And
that's a good point.
Yeah.
You don't want to die, because then he can't do heroin. His only love is heroin.
Oh, I remember 2 years ago when I was on his Artie Lang podcast, and his stupid fans would be like, why is Gina interrupt Artie? He's so jealous of Artie. I'm so jealous of Artie. Hold on while I do cocaine right now. And then show up on time for work tomorrow to get drunk because I'm not a faggot, Artie Lang, and I can hold all my fucking drugs, you fat fucking faggot failure.
Gino, what was that promo code again?
That promo code was half off like Artie's nose. just hit
Fuck ass digital. We got a better network. Fuck Sirius satellite radio. Fuck them.
I'm disgusted. I gotta go do blow.
Okay.
Gino's right. Gino, work with him. Gino knows what a fucking asshole. Everybody that worked that associates themselves with him knows he's a fucking asshole. All he cares about is drugs. All his fans are like, fight the good fight. He ain't even trying. He goes off heroin. He goes right to coke.
Well, it sounds like he likes a white Christmas.
Thanks for saving the segment.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You hack.
Somebody had to do something. Listen, I just don't want this to get back to Artie.
I hope it do. Please tweet him. He's at Artie Quitter, which is ironic because he never quits anything. The fat fucking junkie. How do you respect a fat junkie? Like, it's like, do something. Either lose some weight or you know, do something.
Honestly, the reason why
quit doing one thing that's bad for you.
I swear to God, the only reason I'm...
He's got an excellent point. I think junkies don't overdose because they want to keep getting high. They want to live right on that edge where they get high because the next day they're always like, I get to get high tomorrow if I don't die.
The reason why I got into stand-up comedy was because of Artie. I was such a big Stern fan.
I don't give a fuck. And that's why you've had the shit career that you've had, because he's such a terrible role model. That's why you're a fucking 20-year feature. Go suck a dick.
That's fucked up, man. Pick up my new album. It's A White Guy Named Chad on iTunes. Please help me out.
And everything's 90% off on all the AAA merchant.
Pick up permanently.
Remember you had fucking billboards on the New Jersey Turnpike?
We love those billboards.
He had a fucking billboard, A&A, on the Jersey Turnpike. That's how much we had stake in Artie motherfucking Lang.
Well, you were early on the Artie train. You're the one trashing before everyone.
I knew he was a cunt. He went after me on Good Friday for no reason, because I said I wasn't going to release his show that I did at his house, which was complete garbage. Someone just sent me a segment on Twitter. It was basically Artie insulting me, and then I would chime in. He goes, at least let them laugh. There's only two people there, Dan and Bruce. So he goes, yeah, let the crowd laugh at my Artie's hilarious jokes. And then if I would chime in, he goes, at least let me get the laugh. Are you jealous? Yeah, I'm jealous because you're a fucking Hoboken apartment, which I have the address for because I had to go to his house. So I'd be glad to give out the address after the show. I might just tweet it. Kid, is that legal? You're a cop, right? Is that legal to tweet out a guy's home address?
I'm retired.
Anyway, so I went to Artie's fucking million-dollar fucking condo. It's not even a nice building. My building's nicer. And he's like, oh, Eli Manning lives here. When he was a rookie. Not anymore. Fucking ass. He's a fucking asshole and a junkie and a piece of shit. And next time I see him, I might fucking just punch him in the nose, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't think you'd feel it.
No, and I'd be like, look what you did to his nose. With my luck, then cops are like, look what you did to his nose.
Fist gets stuck in his face. I pull it out.
What if you have to follow him at the cellar?
It's nothing easier in the world. The only thing easier is Rachel Feinstein.
Oh, how did that happen?
Yeah.
It's so easy. It's like I saw him the other night. He comes in. He's like all in a huff. And I was about to go on. I said, you're going to bump me? Like, basically, bump me. Because I'll have the set of my life following you, you fucking noseless prick.
Jesus. Good stuff. So have you done all your shopping, or?
What kind of a segue is that?
Trying to get back on the holiday.
Okay, off the AA? AA? Yeah. Oh, that was a great name. Even AA's a great name. And like Artie, he works at Stern. Stern's never been fired. Stern will never be fired. All you got to do is shut up.
He got fired back in the day.
That's... But not. When's the last time he got fired? Since Artie met him? It's been decades. Stern will never get fired. All you got to do is show up on time, and you got a job for life. And you get all these days. Artie told me one time, he goes, you know what I would do? I would go dig gigs on the West Coast, and I'd fly back on Sunday, and Monday was hard to wake up for. I'm like, how about just work the East Coast if you have a Monday show? How about just go to Florida, you fucking junkie? Because I got better drugs in Arizona. He's an idiot. Everything he says is stupid.
He's great coke in Arizona.
So it's stupid. It's just ridiculous. So anyway, he had a great gig there. He had a great gig here. 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Sitting in Kumia. It's the easiest gig in the world. Is Kumia good on the radio?
He's the best.
So being a sidekick to Kumia is not, no disrespect to Dave Landau, but it's pretty easy gig. I've done it. You sit there, Kumia's funny, you chime in once in a while. He don't even need that much. 4 to 6. Who can't wake up by 4 o'clock?
Those are junkie hours right there.
Those are junkie hours. And then you're done at 6 and you go do all your killer spots, Artie. Maybe do some drugs even before dinner. And then do some spots. Like, who can't handle that schedule?
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
I wonder if this is going to make the best of Compound Media that comes out.
I just hope it gets back to Artie, because I've really had it with that fat fuck. And Gino will fucking... I mean, the guy can't beat up anybody. I know he thinks he probably can, because he used to be a Teamster.
But not a Teamster player, am I right?
Who else is getting under your skin these days?
Neil.
Oh, well,
let's not, please.
You know, tweeted something yesterday that made me like somebody. He's blocked me, so I don't see it, but people tag me.
What do you tweet?
Something about he goes, you know, I'm starting to think Oprah was just a Maya Angelou cover band. And I'm like, oh my God. Because he's got to do a shout out to, like, because black people probably think, you know, Maya Angelou is like the real deal and Oprah sold out to white people. So Maya Angelou is like the real thing. And so Neil thinks he's like the fucking guy. He's like, I hang around with so many black people, like, I think like a black dude. No, you think like a vegan fucking cuck. And I will, if I ever see him in the city again, I'm going to fuck him up. And I'll go to jail. I don't give a fuck. But if I get a court, what do they call it? When jury of my peers,
trial.
Trial of my peers. I'll do all right.
You think?
Yeah.
Show a picture of him.
No, I'll just show. Like, I'll tell the stories about all his lies about my dad and like Neil and Chappelle started stand up. One of his bios says him and Chappelle started stand up together. I'm like, you did? I was right there. I never saw you do stand up. But he just makes up shit. He just makes up shit. It's like the what's that guy's name? Mike Birbiglia? Oh, I'm on Broadway. How'd I get on Broadway? You don't even know who I am. Then why are you on Broadway? And why are you begging for people to buy your fucking tickets? Every time I go on Facebook, 40% off, 90% off. And they sell the AA merchandise right next to it. Hey, everything's 90% off. Why you have a show? And then why act like, why am I on Broadway? He's pathetic. I don't even know who I'm talking about now.
Mike Birbiglia.
I'm going to be in L.A., honestly, for the next 4 months.
Chad, nobody gives a fuck.
I'm going to have to see them. I'm going to have to see Neil.
Mike Birbiglia lives here.
Not Carroll Gardens.
But I'm going to have to see Neil around, and I got to...
I'll give you $100 to punch him right in the fucking head.
I don't want to punch him. I have nothing against him.
$200 to hit him in the back of the head with a
shoulder. I don't have a thing with him. He's been...
You don't have a thing with anybody. That's why you're a feature.
I headline, too.
I would feel sorry for Chad when he shows on the show.
Chad, he don't care.
I just get along with people.
People like you, Chad.
I don't have the anger you have.
I'm dying. So donate.
There's
some people back in the Cleveland comedy scene that I don't like, but that's about it.
Who? Because you're an alcoholic, and it's really your fault. I think you're an alcoholic, and you got into trouble in Cleveland, and you're acting like it's a personality conflict. But I think it's alcoholism. Am I right, Tony?
It's part of it. Yeah, we have nothing else to do in
Cleveland. There's more to it, though.
Yeah, you're like, that Tony Pulaski's a real cocksucker.
That guy who lives across the street from me.
Yeah, you know,
everything's local in Cleveland.
Exactly.
Because nobody leaves the city.
Hey, Ralph Dunlap, shovel your own fucking driveway.
That's a Minnesota accent, but we'll take it.
Exactly right.
No, but you got into trouble because you had a bunch of, didn't you crash into a parked car or something?
It was a long, I ended up getting a reckless operation because of the video and everything.
Leave my first marriage out of this. Okay, we're having fun. You go ahead.
So even the guys on the chair are getting nervous now. It's Cleveland talk.
No, it was a guy I was working with. We were butting heads, and he was trying to get me fired, and it was a perfect out.
Why was he trying to get you fired, though?
He was jealous. I was way popular on that show, and he's a
maniac. Then if that's the case, you got to stay clean until
they spun it.
The fan, huh?
But they spun it to that, and then...
Yeah, but you still got a DUI.
I heard Kumia on one of these podcasts, and I connected with him, not getting along with a coach. No, I got a reckless operation, by the way.
Killed a kid.
What are you talking about? Your kidney?
Killed two kids.
Right.
Reckless operation. It sounds like a doctor's thing.
When you play that game blindfolded, you're like,
that's your reckless.
There's a gang-like mentality when people pile on to a perception of what's not true.
But if Artie, if you give them shit to pile on to, they're going to pile on. It's just the way it is. If you're on TV or whatever, you have a good gig, you gotta stay out of trouble. Because if they think you have a drinking problem and then you get a DUI.
They did not even think that. That was that.
I do, and I just met you.
All right.
You like to imbibe, though, right?
What's that?
You've had a lot of problems. You don't know who your dad is. We know. It's all been litigated. I'm saying, if you had a good gig, you know the guy wants you fired. You got to stay out of trouble until you get his job.
Well, I was in a contract negotiation. It was just a fuck.
Right. If you're in contract negotiations, you got to stay clean. Like Artie does. You should read his book.
I put myself in a very bad.
You want to bet? He plugs that every 5 minutes. I mean, come on.
What do you got? Go ahead. Permanently suspended.
That's a good book. Buy that book.
It's Anthony's book. I want to get the audio book.
I'm going to buy it for my kids.
Yep. Who does the audio?
Pop-up
book of like young girls jumping out of bushes.
I think he's here.
That's fine. Who does the audio? He reads it, apparently.
Yeah, Bobo. He did. Yeah.
Oh.
Bobo read it the whole thing.
That'd be too crazy. That big A.
Bobo.
Big A.
Bobo and Boschetti read the foreword.
Laurentine said he did the audio. He said it was the worst process of all time. He hated every minute. Yeah. Doing the audio book.
And he has a million-dollar voice.
You're stuck in a booth, and you're just reading a teleprompter.
And you're reading your own words.
Yeah. It's brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal. Nice. That big A guy should read the book. That'd be good.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be very boring, but he wrote it. Anthony has a mellifluous speaking voice, so I wouldn't mind the dulcet tones of his... of his reading me the book.
I would want him to read it as Dice Clay.
Oh!
Yeah, at the end of every chapter, he ends it like that.
Nice. The Grease Man. Diesel Diesel. Diesel the Grease Man. I was born as a born black child. Diesel Diesel.
Maybe sex in the biggest Catholic church in NYC or arguably the whole country. Ow!
He's in the room. All right, how we doing?
Pretty good. 18 minutes.
Wait.
We raised any money? Go ahead.
Go to the phones.
But Chad, you know, I'm just saying, you know, listen, if you got a good gig, you can't, you gotta be careful with it.
So
Cleveland Radio is a good gig because they don't fire anybody.
Well, this was 2012.
This was like eight years ago. I was in Texas and these guys were doing a radio and they were like probably like 60. You could tell they're like bored out of their minds, but they don't get fired because it's like that's how it is in the.
You're talking to the guy.
It is in the suburbs.
You get banned from the cellar. You almost got fired from here. You got kicked out of Ridecast.
Yeah.
Why am I listening to you?
But I'm failing up.
You're failing up. It's like the Peter Principle.
It's the Peter Principle.
Yeah. I was in Amarillo, Texas at a strip club, and a guy drove up on a horse. It was like literally, guy comes up and was like, cluck, cluck, and he tied it up, went to the strip club. I was like, all right, well.
That's the way to do it. Can you get a DUI for being drunk on a horse?
Drunk, and he's like, sorry, God. They probably know him. They're like, Cody? You can't be riding your horse drunk up here.
I know a guy was on like a golf cart. I think a guy was on a golf cart. He got pulled over for a DUI.
I think anything mobile. You know those birds in L.A., those scooters? Somebody got a DUI in one of those. Anything mobile. So where are you going to stay when you're in L.A.?
I got my own place.
You can do spots out there?
Yeah, probably.
Hard to get time out there.
Yeah. I'm in at the Hollywood Improv, and I know a couple independent rooms. So right.
So you sound like you're set for life. Anyway.
Where are you spending New Year's Eve?
I'm not. This is the first year I'm not working. You want to do a gig, Kevin?
Yeah.
Are you going to work at the cellar? No.
May old acquaintance be forgot.
Okay, it's kind of changed now for me there. I'm just kind of like, I just go in, go out. Like, I don't feel like I'm part of the thing anymore. Not that I wanted to be.
You want to do a guest spot on a Godfrey show tomorrow? I'm opening.
No. I don't do guest spots.
Oh.
Guest spot.
What's wrong with the guest spot?
No, they're dumb. We didn't do a guest spot. I get enough spots. I don't need a guest spot.
Yeah.
It's money. Is it money?
Godfrey, I don't know. Ask him if he'll pay you.
Poor Kevin. Poor Chad. You're in a bad room, and I'm like the guy doing the best. My TV show goes in production January 26th. Very exciting.
You sold a TV show?
I sold a TV show.
What? Well, what is it?
It's called Dislabeled. It's where
it got picked up.
It got picked up.
By who?
Just one pilot, just one show. Brick. BRIC. Sorry. Well, they gave me $12,000 and I'm going to make
what?
Yeah.
And you got to make it with that money?
17 minute show. Yeah, I can do it.
You're not going to even make a profit.
Sure, I'll make it.
$12,000?
It's all Brooklyn. It's all local. It's a 2-day shoot. It's a B roll for the second day, second unit, second day, first day. They're two long days.
Are you directing it?
I'm producing it.
Oh.
And I'm also hosting it, but I have a director.
He's got the headphone. Right. Well, where is everybody?
Camera one.
Does everybody know what they're doing? Because I can't see a fucking thing. Hey, you stand over there. It's just people, homeless people.
Like Steve Byrne, he directed a movie recently, and
it's going to bomb.
He had headphones on, like the director's headphones. He just wanted those headphones so he could
look. Oh, he's going to bomb. I guarantee it's going to bomb. You know how I know?
Wow.
Neil's in it.
Is he really?
Yep.
Oh, that's great.
Gonna bomb.
Go see whatever.
I like everybody's like, you know what we need? A bunch of comics. You put a bunch of comics together, never works.
Burr's in it too.
You know what I'm saying, but all the like Crashing and this show and that show, like you put a bunch of comics together, you're gonna get comedy gold. It's like it's just dumb. It's dumb. First of all, when you put a bunch of comics together on a movie or a show like Crashing, it's like if you're funny, you can't even laugh because they go, don't laugh. It's just dumb. The whole thing's fucking dumb. As soon as I saw the thing, Steve Byrne's a hack anyway. I think it's Twitter Steve Byrne Live, if you want to tag him.
What's the movie about?
It's just about, you know, a comic. He came to the city, and then he was like, can I get some spots, Mitzi? The same story all the time, isn't it? Can I get some spots? Should I go back? I'm doubting myself. Maybe I'll be a drunk or an alcoholic or a fucking drug addict for a couple of weeks so I can see how the other half. It's just the same fucking story. Kinison was a good comic. I think Norm Macdonald's right. Sam Kinison was the last good comic. And, you know, Attell's pretty good. Mike Vecchione. There's very few very good comics.
Other people are out there trying to do things.
But they're not good. Like your Taylor Tomlinson. She stinks. She sucks.
She does not.
It's so sad. It's
good
just
comic.
Stand-up comedy is so bad now. It's just so bad. It's all this like this. Look at what I'm doing. I'm talking, make jokes about my mom. That's the new fucking millennial fucking comics. They're like, my mom, she's corny, but I love her. Oh, kill me. I wish Artie Lang's nose was here because I want to die too. I want to fucking die. I mean, you really bring it out of me because it's like stand-up comedy is disgusting. It's just so not edgy. It's like Steve Byrne thinks he's edgy. He's like a fucking hack. He's like a pretty boy hack.
I think he's working on a new hour.
Yeah, it's 6 hours. No one listened to the first five. He always says I put out a new hour. No one gives a fuck. No one's ever heard of the guy. He put out 5 hours already. Where are they?
I think...
He stinks.
I saw him at the Comedy Store and he ignored me.
He stinks. He's arrogant and he stinks.
I think he ignored me and I think it's because of this.
Right, it got back to him.
Yeah, I'm surrounding myself with people.
Right, negativity.
Yeah.
Failing up, it's called.
Yeah.
What color is your parachute?
is that the tagline of the show?
anybody in the audience have any questions for Kevin? You guys are good? They're scared to death.
They're not even here for. They're waiting for the train.
Oh,
yeah, they're not here.
You guys waiting for Kumia? No. All right.
Tony, you have a question for Kevin?
I was gonna say, Chad, you don't like Steve Byrne that well. He's a Kent State guy.
Yeah,
you guys are Kent State guys.
I'm just
here.
Not tight.
In soldiers and Nixon's coming.
Fuck. Four dead in Ohio.
This summer, I heard the music. I don't want.
Hey, Chad, you don't even like him.
I just don't know him that well.
No, you're afraid because you're going to go to L.A. I don't know why people are afraid of Neil, but you know, I could see you being afraid of Neil. Thanks for making the notes. I always like when people do this. They go, yeah. like that has to be done. Yeah. Like, if you don't do that, then what are we going to do with this if they don't scrunch it up on the subway? So stupid. Shut the fuck up with these fucking water bottles. They'll be fine without you scrunching them up.
Steve gave me my first paid week in comedy.
Oh, yeah, so?
I mean, I bombed.
Artie Lang gave me my first pay week in comedy. Look, it'd be so funny if we started together and I shit on him that bad. He's a fucking, it's just all, everyone thinks they think they're heroes. Steve Byrne thinks he's a hero. He thinks he's a fucking hero. He thinks like I'm an Asian, half Asian hero. I've done 5 hours. Nobody, have you heard his other 5 hours?
No,
because it's just the same shit. Like, hey, I overact everything. I'm Steve Byrne. I put a lot of, I'm animated. Women like me because I'm cute. I put a lot into it. I'm high energy.
I heard Bill Burr's new hour is awesome.
Did you? That's good news because he needs a break. You're fucking die, Chad.
I heard it's good. He's like pushing envelopes.
Good.
Yeah.
Because his last hour sucked, so it's about time.
What's it called? Watch out for the mailman or something?
It's not as good as a white guy named Chad, but yeah, something.
How does Bill Burr's Norton? How come him and Norton don't fall in love like with the Chip character?
And I don't think Jim Norton likes me for some reason, but I don't
know. That's like the same shit.
Well, that when he does Chip, he's drunk.
I wasn't drunk. I don't want to do this again.
Dude. Then the nighttime fucks you up. Then when it turns night, really fucks you up because you get spooky.
No, I think
you get spooked.
Hey, color me drunk, I guess. But no, we're like an old couple fighting on a cruise ship.
Guy's putting on his hat. He wants to get out of here as quick as possible. He's like, let me put on my coat. Like when you're at Mass and you're like, the Mass is almost over. You start getting your shit ready. Cause I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. Yeah. This Mass has been long.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Chip, how was the Philadelphia show?
I don't know. I can't really get into it.
Uh oh.
Got some issues.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Paid yet?
Anyway.
Ooh. Is this people mad?
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know if Chip's mad at me, but other people might be. Cause I'm always on the outs with everybody.
Really?
Yeah, maybe it's my personality.
Yeah, it's pretty. You're not a nice person to hang out with.
So you haven't got paid for it yet? You didn't get paid?
Huh?
You didn't get paid for that gig?
I don't know.
He was supposed to email Jim's accountant.
I think they're disorganized because I think they get confused. Is Norton paying me or is Chip paying me?
What do they both paid you? What do you return it to?
They get a little confused. So I'm not worried. I mean, I'm not worried because I'm independently wealthy like Brian P. McCarthy.
2018 is trying to be a very good year for me.
BrianPMcCarthy.com. Is that what it is or Brian Patrick McCarthy?
They both go to the same.
Wow, so Bruce really took care of you.
Yeah, Bruce is great.
You can't do it yourself at all.
No.
Not even.
I'm in 50-50.
Oh, you gave him half?
Yeah.
Half of the dollar you make on every T-shirt?
Right.
So you guys are set.
Yep.
Try to cough at Chad.
I'm already sick.
Yeah, because you got to sleep in. Where are you sleeping?
Ray DeVito's.
And you sleep on his couch?
Yeah, I got in
comfortable or?
Last night, and I sleep for 6 hours, and I'm back out.
And did he?
I'm in New York's hard.
Why? Anything on hard? New York being hard, Brian?
Yeah, that
was like a concrete decision.
So, but when you get there, is it comfortable? You sleep on someone's couch, and people are coming and going? He has a roommate, right?
Yeah.
Does he care, the roommate care, that you're there?
No, nobody cares.
They're not going to say, like, we care.
It's the original comic house. Like, Jesse Joyce lived there. All these, like, every comic.
Stop name dropping.
Well, I'm just saying, it was the original comic house. So comics are used to.
Like the Underground Railroad. Don't say it. 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 Don't. Please don't say it.
Say it.
It's a Christmas week.
All right, fair enough. Who's a roommate? Harriet Tubman?
Oh, God damn it. That's what I didn't want him to say.
Of course.
I know it's a slippery slope with Harry Tubman.
She never took a shower because she was always tubbing.
So you just go to people's house and you just fall asleep?
No, I had to set up. Like, I was coming in from D.C., and I was like, I'm going to go do some press for this album, come to New York, stay at Ray's for 3 days, do the Cellar, do New York Comedy Club, do Nikki's show and a couple other podcasts.
How about Bennington? You doing Bennington?
I just did it. I promoted it on Bennington a month ago. So. And then I'm going to go back home and then pack and get the hell out of here and away from this show because this show is ruining my career.
You're going to go to L.A. for 4 months for pilot season?
Something's going on there. I can't talk about it.
Oh, really? Is that what you can't talk about?
Yeah, it's between Chip and Jim.
Talk about what were you going to – can you say now what you're holding back on? Because we don't have that much time left. So then I can't even – if it's a good topic, I can't even
it's
do –
It's really not that good of a topic. I just don't want to ruin this opportunity.
It's about your show business career.
It's about a situation. I've learned to – okay, throughout my career, I've been up for a lot of radio jobs, and I would announce it prematurely.
Never do that.
Exactly, and that's what I'm doing right now.
Prematurely. Ejaculate.
No, we knew.
Why did you have to tell us?
You really thought what you had to tell us?
No, I want to make sure everybody knew. What do you got?
I thought give birth.
All right.
Yeah, so it's a thing that might happen. You can't talk about it.
Yeah, it's going to happen. I just don't want to screw it up.
Yeah, don't talk about it.
I've done that, and I was up for a morning show in Chicago.
Yep.
Legitimately, they flew me out there. We did test shows.
You and Oprah.
And I told everybody, like all my friends, next thing you know, a week later, they we decided to go in another direction. They picked up Man Cow. So I'm not going to fuck it up.
Sounds utterly ridiculous.
That was actually appropriate.
I was. I don't want to milk the joke, though. You keep
going. Don't milk it. That'd be cheesy.
Well, good luck with it, whatever the hell it is.
I appreciate it.
Is it a certain city? Is it Dallas or the Twin Cities? Where is it?
It's in L.A. That's where it's going to be.
Oh, yeah. So you're going to be on the Adam Carolla, maybe a sidekick?
Or yeah,
maybe
like I'm going to be Adam Carolla's sidekick.
Like a West Hollywood Comedy Club correspondent?
Actually, Rogan's given me his podcast, which is pretty cool.
He'll fail.
He's doing pretty well with that, I heard.
You can support Compound. It's a season of giving. You can support Compound Media by clicking the Amazon shopping link on the homepage on compoundmedia.com.
And my album through the compoundmedia.com.
The hilarious shows on Gino Bisconti. Wasn't that hilarious? And Gino called in.
It was the best.
Not the best, but it was hilarious when he called in. Artie Lang's nose. And they got a lot of talent here. And I don't know anybody else. Bill Schultz, I think he's in the green room, so I should mention him. Of course, Artie.
Pat Dixon still doing a show here?
Yeah, Anthony Cumia, the great Anthony Cumia. And Christmas is coming, so feel free to go to my website, kevinbrennancomedian.com. Either go to my Patreon or go to my PayPal. Just give, because I'll probably be banned from another club in January. I have a bad feeling about what's going to happen.
Really?
Yeah. I can usually sense these things. Oh, my wife. You know my wife's job?
What?
She used to work at Saks Fifth Avenue. Downtown, it's downtown. I can say it now because she doesn't work there anymore. She worked at Saks Fifth Avenue, which you think is like a. But anyway, I always told her, like, I had to go in there. There's you never have any business. She goes, no, we have business. I go, you never. That's why I was like, I go, you can't be working full time at this shit gig. I mean, we're getting health insurance from her, but that's it. She was going all the time. I couldn't do any fucking gigs.
Closing?
Yeah, they're closing. Closing the store. They're going to keep open the men's store, which is like at the different floor. Better. It was a bad location. I was always dumbfounded. I'm like, why did there would be like five employees there and no customers? And so she told me they just found out today they're closing in a month.
I was at Bloomingdale's over the weekend.
Good story. Anyway.
On Friday, and it was fucking empty, the store. Like, it's wild.
Bloomingdale's
on
where?
Lexingdale? Oh, Lexington, yes.
Oh, yeah, Lexingdale.
Yeah, Lexingdale. I just walked past it today.
I'm a rube.
You hate farmer.
I'm looking for Lexingdale Avenue.
I want to go to Houston Street.
So that was off hours.
Stores are like, they're fucking.
No, people don't go there anymore. Because they go to little boutique stores or they go to Amazon.com.
I ordered, I Christmas shopped this morning about 5 minutes. I bought like 18 things.
Did you come too quick?
Yeah. One guy started jerking the other guy off. I was like, I'm out of here. But for a minute, I was like, I'm going to watch this, but I didn't.
So Bloomingdale's was empty.
Pretty empty, yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, Macy's, people still go to the Macy's here because it's like.
Herald Square or whatever. But
yeah, plus it's like historic. People go in there. I don't know if they buy anything. They go in because they want to check out the Macy's because it's so gigantic. And
bathrooms are very cruisy, too.
Are they?
Yeah, man. Could you get sucked in there?
And get over there.
Yeah.
How much as you.
Yeah, you can probably sleep there. Ray DeVito, it doesn't work out with Ray DeVito. Shout out to Ray DeVito. Did he get his settlement yet?
His Uncle Danny. I don't know what's going on with Ray. I just kind of go there. I do my business.
You stay out of people's business, right?
I do. I don't.
That's how you stay.
Pay him to stay there?
I take him out to dinner or whatever.
Okay.
So, yeah.
To the diner?
Yeah. But
you can order from appetizers only. That's what they tell us.
I'd stay at Florentine's house, but he got in late, so I just needed a place to stay.
Where was Florentine?
He was in Minnesota. He went to the Vikings-Dolphins game.
It must be nice.
Yeah.
I'd like him to ram his cock into me.
And you said you'd like to be gay?
I don't know. Give a shot with him. Just lay in the bed with some chick. Hey, honey, go get us a sandwich.
So I can talk to Jim about something.
You're ruining the
business proposition.
You're ruining the mood.
Some fucking. What's that girl's name? His girlfriend, KQ Quigley?
He's not dating her. They're just friends. I'm the one who introduced them.
She's ridiculous on Twitter now. I mean, on Instagram, she's just getting really. It's a little too sexy for my taste.
Yeah, she's from Ohio.
Be a comedian. She is?
Yeah. She's from actually Canton, Ohio.
Canton. She's in my fucking Pro Football Hall of Fame, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. I buck in her eye.
She's been working with Dice a lot. Oh!
Yeah, you know what Dice wants.
Exactly.
Those titties.
Yeah.
Are they real? Those titties real?
I don't think they are.
I guess it doesn't matter at this point.
What's wrong with that?
I'm just guessing, by the way. I like her, so I'm not trying to, like, turn something around.
She shows him off a lot. That probably means she paid for him because she wants to get something. She wants to get something back.
Yeah.
Because that's what a stripper friend told me. She's like, all the girls that get fake tits or fake, they're always showing everybody when they first get them because they paid for them. You know, they want to fucking get some dividends.
Is there any hot chicks that watch Compound Media?
Are there any hot
chicks? There's one.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lesbian from Canada. It's gorgeous.
Anyway, we got to wrap it up. Chad, what do you got? This is going to be the best. This is going to be a plug of all plugs. Go ahead. What do you got?
Honestly, if you want to support me, pick up my album. It's on iTunes.
Yeah, pick it up. Leave you don't even
review,
have to listen.
Leave a comment. And if you don't have any money, share it. Put it on your page. Sharing is caring. It's the holiday season. I do appreciate all your support from Kevin's show, even though he's a fucking dick to me.
Did you tweet it and put it on Facebook?
Yeah, I put
I'll
it on.
Share
there.
It. I don't give a fuck. It's free, Jim Gaffigan, you fucking pale rider.
Brian. And Artie's book, I Wanna Bet. Pick that up, too. Remember, folks, Brian P. McCarthy, go there for your T-shirts. We're only taking.
Why would you price them so high?
Because they're American Apparel shirts, and they're just they're $35.
American Apparel
is a good quality shirt.
American Apparel is going out of business.
I don't know. Well, whatever. They're nice T-shirts. They're not that expensive.
Who's on Kumia today?
I don't know. Not my business.
Milo.
Ah, okay.
For real?
Yeah.
Is he here?
Kumia? Yeah, he's right there eating lunch.
Oh, is Milo here?
No, not yet.
I want to get an autograph.
Is that Mateo Lane?
Yeah, what about him?
Cute.
He is cute.
He's a really cute little man. He's funny, too.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah, I heard him the other day. All right.
I'm on to try to get him on the show.
Love if we could.
I don't think he will because he's a little squirrely. You know, he'll be like, I'd love to do it, but I'm busy sucking cock.
Just take the seat off this bar stool thing. Fucking stay right up
no,
there.
No, he's like, I would have to get another gay friend. Like, I would have to get Mehran to get him. He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't. I'm not tight with him. I would have to get another
the
fag
big,
to
big
get
gay
him.
Guy,
yeah, Mehran.
Yeah, yeah, he's cool.
Or Frank.
Yeah. Frank.
Shout out, Neil. Shout out, Artie Lang. Hang in there, buddy. Hang in there, Artie.
Yeah, we're all rooting for you, Artie. Get well soon. Good luck with the nose. Who knows what's going to happen with his career?
It's not up to
anything could happen.
It's not up to snuff.
Yeah, it's not up to snuff.
Keep killing it at the cellar, buddy.
Yeah, he kills it every show. Crowd's like, who the fuck is this guy? They don't even know who he is. He thinks he's still living in a, like, literally, like, I'm the biggest guy in radio. And then he goes up, like, the women have no idea who he is. There's like eight guys that are like, hey, Artie, you want to buy some drugs? Fucking ridiculous. What a hack. Anyway, I wish he was here to tell one of his fucking tired stories. How about that Danny Thomas?
Danny K.
I'll tell you something about Bing Crosby.
Jack Parr was an excellent tipper.
Oh, God damn it.
We good?
All right, thanks to Kumi and the compound team.
Funny. Next Wednesday, last show of the year. Big Christmas.
Kevin Brennan, comedian.com.
I met
everything.
Esther Koo. Wait, end the show. What's she laughing at?